Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening. Good evening. Good evening. Got a lot of energy in the room. This is Ken Hodge, co-producer of Hodge the Hodge podcast, with our Wednesday night episode of the Attic. I've got my brothers and my sisters with me. Let's go around for a quick intro to find out who's on air with us tonight. Brother Messenger, how are we doing this evening? Brother Messenger.
I'm blessed, my brother. Glad to be here.
Sister Sunshine, how are you doing this evening?
Fine, thank you. How's everyone doing?
Good.
We're well.
Well.
We're well. They missed the intro on that. We'll have to explain that in a minute. Let me let everybody get their hellos in. Nurse Carmen, how you doing this evening?
Well, as I said before, hello everyone.
She said, I'm sticking to my story. Come on, baby, sis, how you doing this evening?
I'm well.
Hey, listen, just so y'all know, we had a little episode before the show started, and I was asking about how they're doing, and just for a second, I won't give you all the details, but I thought I called the wrong podcast number. I thought I dialed into the wrong show because the responses in the vernacular of which I was being exposed to was not congruent to what I was used to. They're asking everybody how they're doing. I'm well. I'm like, wait, I'm all right then. I mean, maybe I got the wrong people, man. That I'm well, that kind of threw me. But I guess you had to be there. But anyway, here we are, Wednesday night, 11 o'clock. We got nothing better to do with our time than sit up and entertain those who want to be entertained. Now, I have one question for the messenger before we get started. Where's my baby brother?
I was just going to ask you where he was. I'll check it out. Hold on.
All right. Because I would have to do this podcast every night of the week to make this up to him. But anyway, while we try to locate our everyday, weekly special guest, so to speak. So what's been happening this week, man? A lot of interesting stuff going on. And we're going to touch a few of those items as we do what we call the attic. One of my friends, huh?
I said, if I may, I'd like to, before we go any further, I'd like to wish you, my brother, and the messenger a happy birthday.
I'm sorry. Wait a minute. My microphone must have been what's this? My microphone must have been messing up, so I didn't hear you. Could you repeat that, please?
I said, before we go any further, if I may, I'd like to wish you and the messenger a very happy birthday.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I was going to skip that, but for the world to know, yesterday was my birthday, and today is my brother Ronnie's birthday, Messenger Ron Dyer's birthday. And it's so funny because growing up, everybody used to get us confused right up until it came time to play basketball. Then there was a clear differentiation of which one was Ronnie and which one was Kenny.
But just a little bit.
I thought it was I played better, you know, regardless of what most of the world thinks. I played better. But it was funny because yesterday, and I don't know if you even noticed it, Ron, everybody was on your webpage, the messenger, with your picture right there, talking about happy birthday, Kenny.
Wow.
I'll bet you I got about 50 comments on your picture with your page for your podcast. Happy birthday, Kenny. And it did. It took me right back to little kids, man. Like, wow. Because I always remember that, man. We would always be confused. And, well, let's just say one of us, okay, here go baby bro right here. Let's just say one of us had some real skills, real talents playing basketball. So we're just going to say one of us. And
kudos to Ron Dyer. That's right.
It was Ron. Oh, okay, Nurse Collins. What's this? Suave, senora. Tranquilo. That's suave.
He played well, right?
Yeah. Yeah. My brother was good. If he was about, I'm going to give him about a foot taller, we would probably all be in mansions and driving expensive cars now, because he would have been, you would have never heard of Oscar Robertson. You heard of Ronnie Hodge. Let's just get that out of the way. Here we go. We go to the park, and everybody would be thinking that I was my brother Ronnie. So we start playing ball, and then it happened with such frequency that I got used to it. We play like about 2 or 3 points in the game, and here come that guy to me looking at me talking about, yo, my man, won't you let so-and-so take your place? Yeah, that used to kill me because I was coming up there. Everybody thought I was my brother, and I didn't want to tell them no different because I wanted to play.
Right.
Yeah, after about 2 or 3 points, all I hear was, yo, my man, won't you let so-and-so take your place? Then it got so bad where they didn't even ask me anymore. It was just like they had a coach out there, like, yo, my man Bob, go get in there for Hodge, man. But anyway, that was my birthday story, I guess. Hey, listen. And when I seen all those posts to on Ronnie's picture. Well, happy birthday, Kenny. And some of these are people that grew up with us in 25th Street and Alabama Projects and 31st Street, that whole area of Patterson. But anyway, we still look the same, brother. Hodge 1 and Hodge 2, we still got it going on. Yeah, we still got
it
going on.
Amen.
Hey, listen. But you know what? During the week, me and my baby sister had a little conversation, and we still had a little more to talk about. On this Bill Cosby, that's my man say, on this Bill Cosby, and not so much this Bill Cosby, because he getting the raw end of the deal. Well, he getting justice that nobody else is ever probably going to see. They taking it all out on Bill. Bill going to do time for all them, Weinstein, Donald Trump, Matt Lauer. Bill going to do time for all them. But we were talking about that, and I remember we left our conversation off talking about R. Kelly. And we kept saying if people didn't like what he did, even though he's not convicted, you know, they can boycott his music or do whatever it is some other way, you know, to affect his pockets. And believe me, that's what this is all about. Nobody sings and make records to make their soul feel good. That's to make their pockets fatter. So, baby sis, we got a new development in that?
Well, recently, over the weekend, what's happening now is Spotify and Pandora, and I believe it was Apple, they decided to move R. Kelly music from their playlist.
Oh, wow.
That's the latest. Yeah, it's not like you won't be able to, it's not like the music won't be available, but it's just going to be a little harder. You have to search for it, really hunt to find it out there now.
So, you know, so again, See, that's what we call taking a real positive, and I say very positive approach to that situation, because I don't care who you are, and I know this might sound crazy, I don't care how much money you have. When I take some money from you, it gets your attention. You know what I'm saying? I mean, so if you just an everyday Joe, and then when I say everyday Joe, like me, and I took $100 from you, well, you got my attention. But, you know, if I'm balling like Jay-Z and you take $100, whatever, man. But if you took $100 or $1 million from me, you know, now you got my attention. So the point I'm just making is once you start their money, that brings them in concert to what it is that the message is about, if that made any sense. But baby bro, is that my baby brother online?
Yeah, I am.
I mean, all right, because we was gonna send out, we about to send out for a replacement, man. Are we keeping you up? Yo, hold on. Wait, to my radio audience, hold on a second. While me and my baby brother have a quick conversation. Yo, nigga, get up. I put this. You hear this right here? I went out
specially. What's the topic?
The topic is niggas that ride bicycles to Patterson. I'm just saying.
You forgot looking suspicious.
Oh, and look, all right. Welcome up, man. Welcome up. All right, what we're talking about is R. Kelly. They just stopped a couple of spots, spot fly, and other places.
And Quinn,
now.
Pandora and Apple just
removed
them from their
music from their playlist. What's your thoughts on that, man?
Too little, too late. He done molested. How many little kids out there? Well, not little, but you know, little teenagers.
But what you
saying? Pretty much been doing that.
Well, we saying it's too late. He can keep doing it.
Oh no! I ain't saying he can keep doing it. I'm just saying the time to do that was back during, like say Aaliyah and all that. You understand what I'm saying? He was doing that before her and while he was doing her.
How many of them have actually filed a complaint against him?
Only one that I know of, yeah.
Really? See, now you got to remember also now, and I hate to say this like this, but the women that he was messing with, those wasn't Stormy type women. You know what I'm saying? he was messing with hoes, and Donald Trump was messing with prostitutes.
Well, so what was this latest thing about him having women holding them captive or whatever against their will? Or what was that all about? Right.
It was family members making that complaint, not necessarily the women. Yeah.
Oh, so the women never made the complaint. It was just their family.
No, it was the family members, yeah, saying that they didn't have access to them and he's holding them captive.
Wow.
But the people themselves got no complaint.
Yeah.
Right, because we got to think about it now. There are family members that are with significant others that, quote-unquote, are holding them captive where you can't get in touch with them and stuff like that. Why aren't they filing suits against them?
Well, I mean, you know, like
So they're basically doing this campaign and stuff against him for, I guess, pass.
The rumors, because he's never actually been convicted of anything.
Correct, right. So this is all like past rumors,
but
but
we know he did it, right?
But it seems as if they wanted to do it. You know what I mean? Because if only one person has filed any kind of charges,
but he's
never got a shortage of them.
Yeah, but again, it doesn't matter what they want to do. If they're underage, it becomes
underage,
statutory, and the state takes charge on there. So again, they could he probably bought this some Jordans, you know what I'm saying, and got Michael Jordan sweatsuit to go with the sneakers. It was good.
Yeah, but are you aware that there are like five different states? There are like five different states in America where you can get married at 12 years old.
Yeah, but he wasn't in the states.
He wasn't married. Yeah.
He wasn't in them states.
Utah. Yeah, but if you married somebody at that age, that must mean what? So if the parents give consent, then it's okay? Because some of those marriages, the kids don't really want to do it. It's the parents that gave the consent. Does that make it okay?
No.
Well, now, my mother made me do a lot of things I didn't want to do. I turned out all right. I'm just saying.
Right, and there's a lot of things that your mother didn't want you to do, and you did, and you turned out all right too.
Yeah, that is true. Most of them that she knew about that she didn't want me to do that I did. There was a heavy cost to pay for that, man. And a heavy cost, man.
So there was no charges brought against him for that videotape where he I believe it was on that videotape where he urinated on someone.
No, he paid her off. But see, he wouldn't testify.
No.
He paid her off.
Let you know what? Watch this. We talk about that, and I know that sounds nasty, but watch this. There's a name for that. It's called a golden. Let me research real quick. Hold on.
No, it's golden shower.
Yeah, it's called a golden shower. So all I'm saying is, if they've got a name for it, that means it's happening with such regularity or such. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to say. So it ain't like we talking about him like
fetish. Some people have fetish. Some people have fetishes for things like that. You know, I It was sick to some people. Some people it turns others on. I get that, but
yeah. So my thing is, and again, if you got these little freak, I mean, don't get me wrong. My only thing with him is if they're young. I mean, you 18, 19 years old, and that's just how you rolling, then roll on. I mean, you know what I'm saying? For real. But now when you are at that age where society says you are not old enough to make your own decisions, then you pay for that price. And I just can't imagine this is what kind of just bugs me out with people. When you got R. Kelly money, and that's the kind of shit that you like to do, there are more than enough people out here who will provide you with that service. But I guess his thing was, I only like to do that with young girls. Now, let me tell you something.
And
go ahead.
And I hear exactly what you're saying, and I don't want anybody to think I'm some kind of freak like that, or you know, but we got to look at society says it's not so. That does not mean it's not so. In our eyes, it's not so. But each and every one of those girls, if R. Kelly wasn't doing what he was doing to them, somebody else would be doing to them and taking far less better care of them.
Now, you know what? And again, I've never actually seen the video several times. I've never actually seen the video. But they tell me, it's what they tell me.
Uh-huh.
That the girls in that video, if you were to run up on them at a club, you wouldn't think that they were 14 years old either. Now, don't get me wrong. If you're 14 years old, you can look as grown up as you want to look right up until you have to start taking your clothes off. And I'm sorry, there's a major difference. Now, one could say, if I'm at the club with you, right? By the time we got to you taking your clothes off, I'm inebriated, so I don't discern that easily. Or how you going to be 14 years old up in the club anyway? But I'm just saying, the girls that was in his video, you right. If R, they wasn't doing that with R, they were doing that with somebody else. Because they were just
right. And
what
not
they
only
were
that,
doing.
But think about the 14-year-olds that, okay, they might not have been doing it with someone you know, twice their age, but they're still doing it too. So if you're still doing it, you're doing it. Well, I'm not condoning it or anything. I'm just saying how if it's something that we don't like, we just automatically want to make it wrong. when technically if that's what makes them happy, well, that's part of my message. So I'm going to just back out for a minute. But this is what,
no,
this is what the problem is.
So then,
if he hasn't been convicted of anything, then if you're going to mute his music, then it then should other artists that have been found guilty or that or should I say have confessed to doing wrong, should their music be muted? Because now you've got artists like Chris Brown that has, he was abusive to Rihanna, and then he went on to date others, like I think, who is that, Karrueche? He dated after that, and I think she had to put a restraining order on him because he was abusive to her. Right.
Now,
so
and
I mean,
in all the defense of Chris Brown,
I'm not.
They say Rihanna had that.
I'm not his lawyer. I'm not his lawyer.
Yeah, but
I mean,
to me, it's never right to put your hands on anybody.
That's right.
You should never be. You
no,
should never
I
do
think,
that.
You
should
never
put your hands on anyone.
Him first.
That's right.
It doesn't matter. You should never put your hands on a woman. You should never put your hands on a woman.
And a woman should never put their hands on a man either.
Well, and nobody should put their hands
on
anybody.
On
but I mean, but
if you
don't
like him,
homie,
put your hands on you.
Okay,
hold on, wait a minute. Stop.
Each one of these lovely ladies that's on the phone right now, which one of you would actually date Chris Brown? Nobody got that to say. You know why? Because
well,
you know
what?
It wouldn't be me. It wouldn't be me.
What,
no, I mean,
because
I know his MO. I mean,
because
I know his, right.
Exactly.
But I mean, again,
right.
But again, the heart wants what the heart wants. So with that being
well,
said,
then the heart
if someone
what the
were,
heart get.
But it still doesn't justify anybody putting their hands
right.
on someone.
Correct.
That's
okay,
the bottom
well,
line. That is
here.
The bottom line.
All right, let me ask you this question. If since we're there now, if you put your hands on your man, does that man have a right to put his hands back on you?
I just think as a man, you should be able to, even if your woman wasn't
take
able to, somebody should be able to walk away from
question.
That.
Is that the question?
Right.
Well, I'm just saying.
To be
that
bigger
mean,
man.
I'm just saying,
is if you hit me, we married. If you haul off and slap the shit out of me, am I right for hitting you back?
She was wrong
no.
for hitting you, but somebody no. has to be somebody she wrong
question,
make
man.
A right. No,
okay,
no, because I'm saying
right.
she was. I just answered it. She was wrong for hitting you, absolutely.
Right.
But somebody has to. Somebody has to be the bigger person here. So clearly,
right.
if she wasn't,
okay.
then you walk away. But as
okay,
a man,
now,
because you're bigger and strong. Well, wait a minute.
Okay.
As a man, because you're bigger and stronger,
nah.
you shouldn't put your hands on her. You really shouldn't.
So now watch this now. If you hit me, I should be bigger and walk away. But if I hit you, I got to spend the night in jail.
Because clearly, her smack is not going to compare to the punch you're getting ready to give her. It's just
well,
not going to compare.
There's some women out there that can knock a brother out. You know what
Damn.
I mean? So it goes, what is good for the goose is good for the gander. And if you got enough madness in you to hit me, how come I don't have that same madness to turn around and pop you as well? Both of them are wrong, but to say that just because he's a man, he shouldn't have done that?
What
that's
I'm saying is somebody has to be, somebody got to have some sense.
Okay, well,
and clearly, if she didn't, then you need to. And if he didn't,
well,
then you need, you know, one of them has to have it. So if she didn't have it, then he needs to.
If you hit me, I should walk away. And if I hit you, you should walk away.
Somebody has to, because, well,
okay.
case in point, he didn't walk away and look what happened to him. His career got affected by that, not hers.
That's right.
His did.
But
that's only because everybody's got that same attitude. And once again, this is just for conversational piece. But that's just because everybody is still looking at it the same way. Oh, because he was a man, he shouldn't have hit her. And nobody don't really know what went on in that car. And I love women to death, but you got ladies know there are times when y'all push people close to the edge. And some people's edge is closer than what you think it is. Now, just because I'm a man, I'm supposed to take that on a constant basis?
Well,
you just said
if you know that you're dealing with that type of woman, then you need to leave her alone. If you know that's the kind of woman that likes to push your buttons keeps you close to the edge, then leave her alone.
But I love her.
It goes both ways.
But
and if you know that you push me to the edge, I'm going to pop you, then you got to do something too. So if you ain't got no control and I ain't got no control, that's why we together, because both of us crazy as hell. So that's why we together. So anything can happen. So to make one right and one
is wrong, and sometimes that works, you know what I'm saying, because we both crazy. You act up, on Monday. You act up on Monday, I'm acting up on
Tuesday.
Right. See now, but again, now if we got that worked out where we rotate back and forth like that, I get it. But I was I'm under the sincere impression from the female addict members here that, and somebody correct me if I'm wrong. I know what we said, but this is what I heard. I heard if a woman hauled off and slapped the shit out of a man, cause he bigger and she the woman, he should hold on and just walk away.
No, this is what I'm saying, and just understand what I'm saying. If a man and a woman or if two people are having a disagreement, okay, and if it escalates to that level to where the woman does by chance put her hands on a man, by no means am I saying that anybody should be putting their hands on anyone, because yes, she's just as wrong because she shouldn't be doing that. But what I'm saying is somebody between the two of them, someone has to have some sense here. Somebody has to. Because at the end of the day, when the cops come, understand this, somebody going to go to jail. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to be her. It's going to be, because it's not going to be her 9 times out of 10. It is going to be you. So why not have some sense? Why not have some sense and just walk away?
Here's the deal with that.
Soon as that person gets out of jail, where are they going? They're going right back to that same person again. And as a matter of fact, if you try to intervene and try to tell her not to, she's going to look at you and might pop you. Some people, that's just how they like their role. And it ain't for us to be there saying who's right or wrong. Because if you know I'm going to hit you, and I know you're going to hit me, but I still choose for us to be together, it's got to be what we want. And honestly, I think if it hadn't got so blown out of proportion, Rihanna would have still been with Chris.
Hey, baby,
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, if that is the way that two individuals roll, where y'all break up the makeup and y'all go back and forth through those kind of motions, then more power to you. To me, that's dysfunctional, and I don't understand why you would put yourself through that, because clearly there's issues there and neither one of y'all need to even be bothered with one another, because that's not going to work for some people. Like you said, they go back and forth like that. Me personally, I don't have time for that, but some people do. Some people
do. Baby, bro,
it's dysfunctional.
No, I was going to say, like Corey Holcomb said, if she hits you and call the cops, what you need to do is scratch yourself up so when the cops get there, both of y'all going to jail.
No, man.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody getting messed up.
Listen, I've never, ever, and I mean ever, ever, never, and I was 59 yesterday, put my hands on a woman out of anger. Now, don't get me wrong. Probably because of something I did. And she was in my ass so deep, I probably wanted to hit her a few times. But never that. That never, ever, ever crossed my mind, because that, to me, again, I'd rather just leave and then hit you. And, and my ex was from Alabama, and I watched her wrestle with her brothers. So if we would have got into some shit, I'd have had to go at her like a man. If not, I'd have lost, man. You know what I'm saying? You're sitting here trying to be a man, like, I ain't gonna go at you hard, and seeing that kicking your ass to the point where you can't go hard now.
I'm not one. I just want to reiterate, I'm not one for
any kind of physical, man or woman. I ain't got time for the fighting stuff. So
man,
I'm not one for any of that. I'm just saying how we got to be objective to how we look at that stuff, and we can't pin something on one person. Well, because the man is stronger, he shouldn't hit her. Well, technically, according to society, the woman is smarter, so she should know better. So, you know what I mean? So we can't Let me just ask you this. Talking about brother-in-law. Brother-in-law, what? 6 what? 6'2"?
Shit, watch this.
No, he's like 6'3". He's 6'3".
Okay,
yeah,
we have to
get the reserves to come up there with us, man.
Brother-in-law, 6'3", and he got some weight on him. Anytime y'all get in any kind of disagreement, you ever think about hitting him?
No, because I'm not at all. Not at all, because that's not how we communicate. That's not how we get down. So that would never
understood.
Even be a problem like that.
Okay,
but
that's you,
but
other people don't think like that.
Yeah. All I'm saying is
because
this right
he's
nobody...
just too much of a gentleman. He would never, ever put his hands on me or anything like that.
No,
but again,
I
understand.
No.
I'm just saying, me? Never, ever, because that's not how I get down. But again,
but I understand
that there are some people that do.
Hey, bro. She look at that big brother and be like, you know what? If I hit him,
exactly.
I could bust it.
That's
I could probably get away with it. But if that nigga hit me back, woo!
Right.
You know what?
No.
Maybe I just want to go for a few days. That's a sign of an intelligent woman.
Now, you looking at all the different avenues there. Yeah, he a gentleman and stuff, but I know not to hit him because he might snap.
All I'm saying is, even if you are a woman and you're not looking at the situation rationally like that, to know better, to know that I shouldn't hit this man, and plus I know I can't even beat him anyway. Even if you are not realizing that, as the man, somebody has to have some sense in the situation. Is all I'm saying. So be that one to walk away. That's all I'm saying.
But most women call guys stupid, so stupid assholes and stuff of that nature. So if you think that they stupid and assholes and stuff, why do you think they got so much that they just gonna walk away? If they fit the bill of being a stupid asshole, what makes you think for a moment that they smart enough to walk away? They stupid.
Well,
let me tell you, they didn't get locked up.
I'm at work, right, about a week ago. And again, this little short, when I say short, probably like 4'2", one of my little union stewards, man, I don't know what happened, had the nerve to come at me with a pen in her hands about what's your problem. Now, mind you, it's understood that we not friends. We ain't cool. But she came walking at me with this pen. And in my mind, I'm laughing. Then she got a little closer. I'm thinking, is this bro getting ready to go Joe Pesci on me like in Casino? But again, the thought of me hitting that little lady never entered my mind. And in fact, if she had wanted to stick me with that pen, I mean, I probably would have got stuck. But again, the thought of me hitting her again, because as a man, I just understand that if you as a woman are ever able to get me mad enough that I want to hit you, then I'm going to hit the table, grab my keys, grab my wallet, jump in the benzo, and I'm out. And I'm so serious. We're not even going to get past that. If you ever, as a female or my partner, get me to the point where don't get me wrong. Y'all women know how y'all just like can get a brother. I mean, I know that's going to happen, but when you ever get me to the point where I seriously contemplate putting my hands on you, oh, that's it. There ain't no coming back from that. We're going to split up, and we're going to stay split up, and maybe we can be friends, but we can't be close like that ever again.
That's all I'm saying. Somebody got to have some sense.
But what I'm saying is, all I'm saying is it's not so much the fact that it's a man or a woman. It's the person. Like, for instance, what you just said, you said it as a man, but you mean it as you, as Kenny Hodge, how you were.
Yeah.
That's how it's in you not to do that. Not so much that it's a man or a woman, and that's the same for Vanessa.
See, but the only thing I'm
not
about
bad,
that,
everybody.
My bad.
Yeah.
I said, my bad. I'm just calling out, man. My bad.
That's all right. We ain't going there. I said, the FBI's on us. But what I'm going to say, though, is none of that. Watch this. As per President Trump, no, excuse me, as per Donald Pence, not Donald, what's his name? Pence? What Pence's first name? Mike.
Michael.
Yeah. Mike. As per Mike Pence, if they Mexican, it don't matter then. Because they won't be here. But anyway, that was a segue to my Mexican audience. I was just joking. But yeah, we can get ready to segue right into some immigration, man. Because I gotta tell you, I'm watching the news the other night, and General Kelly, y'all know the name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Chief of Staff.
Chief of Staff. I cannot. Honest to God, I cannot understand how people from different origins, you are not native to this goddamn country, are now taking sides against bringing immigrants into this country. That, and again, and I use Kelly as a prime example because he's hard on it. And then they watch this, but them cameras are twicky. They done went and found two generations deep in his family where his Italian immigrant parents couldn't even speak the language, never bothered to speak the language. But if it had not been for them migrating or being immigrants to North America, he don't even exist. And he's on board with locking people out of this country. What's your feelings on immigration, Cass? Do you think that we should continue to be, the melting pot of society?
That's what we was made up on. That's what our claim to fame was from the beginning. The only problem now is the white man feels as if, wait, they're outnumbered, and so they want to always have control. So this is why they're putting it up. But this country was founded on immigration. Donald Trump, his parents were immigrants. His wife is an immigrant.
These are the things that I'm looking at, and I just cannot. I'm sorry. No, anybody but Trump. We'll find somebody else. But anybody who been to California and seen how the immigrants, the migrant farmers work out there, there got to be some kind of a exclusion, or there got to be some kind of system that these folks should be able to stay here. Again, they work. I love it when I hear the Americans say they're taking our jobs. Really? Really? You want to get your ass up at 4 in the morning and go pick that produce? Really? Or you want to go down to and again, I don't mean to say that that's the only jobs that they do, but what I will say is, this is a very broad, a very narrow picture here. When I was in California, I actually, because again, being from New Jersey, immigration, that ain't big to us. We used to having, you know, 8 or 9 Spanish folks in the car at a time. I mean, we used to, you know, the Spanish people coming over from Puerto Rico. So, but we didn't look at that as immigration. Even from Cuba and other places, because we know Puerto Rico is now part of the United States. I don't want anybody to think I lost my whole mind. But I'm out in California, and I actually got up one morning and went and picked produce with those workers out there. And, man, let me tell you something, man. And, again, I donated my whole salary to the crew that was out there. But, man, shit. No, I wouldn't do that again. My plan was to do it for a couple of days. When he paid me at the end of that first day, as I was getting my money, giving it out, getting ready to leave, I knew there was no way in hell I was ever coming back here. So what I'm saying is, really, we look at that shit as, that's just a no, man. That's some demanding ass work, man. You know what that's equivalent to, right? If anybody remember, I can't remember the group of people who were so proficient at picking cotton. Anybody remember them picking that fruit? Ain't far from that.
Well, let me tell you this. About 10 years ago, I think under the second Bush, his first year in office, they did this immigration thing. They was going through this stupid stuff, and they stopped immigration. And those farmers and stuff down there, they had a fit. Why? Because they stopped the immigration, and they were paying those guys like $4 or $5 an hour. And to get workers, they were willing to pay $10 to $15 an hour, and they couldn't get anybody out there to do that. White, black. Nobody out there did,
man. Because that's some demanding shit. I'm telling you, man, the inside of my fingers was hurting. not my fingers. I'm talking about the inside of my fingers. And shit, man. I was like, man, shit. Never, ever again. But I tell you what, though, and I really, really mean this, it gave me a different appreciation for the folks that were doing that work. A much different appreciation.
It should give us an appreciation because we should understand that just by the grace of God, it was us a little while earlier.
Thank you.
And that goes the same for the Italians. It goes the same for the Irish. They all went through this.
But
and
they only had to go through
sudden,
it for 7 years. They did indentured servitude. You know, their shit was never paid off. I mean, our shit was never paid off. They did indentured servitude. After 7 years, they were freed and allowed to go on with life.
But for a while, they wanted to ban them from coming into the country. That's what I'm saying. They wanted to ban Italians. And that same rhetoric that they're giving now, they gave for them. For the Irish, for the Italians, they gave that same rhetoric. They can't speak the language and stuff of that nature. They had that same issue.
But
and
do
now
you
they
know,
want to turn around and use
go ahead.
They want to turn around and use that same issue on other people.
Well, do you know, we start talking about speaking the language, et cetera, et cetera. Here's an interesting fact. Less than 10 years ago, English became the official language of North America. How many people knew that shit? Yeah, we always thought that was always a given, but it wasn't. We never adopted official language to this country. It was, I'm going to say less than 10 years ago, did English become the official language for the United States of America, for North America. Now, that's crazy.
Wow.
But if we're going to be the melting pot, then, I think that, and I'll say this, even though with immigration as bad as it is for those seeking asylum over here, seeking to come here, they're still trying to get here because it's still better here than pretty much anywhere else. And I always say this, because I'm here, because I'm a military soldier, I'll fight to defend this country, and we'll fight some more to defend this country. I mean, I can talk shit about this country if I choose to, but please understand, not going anywhere. Unless I'm going on vacation.
I agree with you. I agree with you on that, my brother.
Yeah, because like I said, I've been to Africa. Niggas over there wasn't real thrilled to see me. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't like no, we just gonna all go get on a 747, go to Africa, and everybody gonna be over there like, come here, come over here. No, that's not how it's going. It's no shit. I'm serious, man. You know, I've been to other places. I've been to Japan and Korea where they thought we had tails. Yeah, because back in the day, the white soldiers would tell the keep the brothers from getting all the women. The white soldiers would tell the people of the land, Bixo in Japan, that we were monkeys and we had tails. But the point I'm making is, even they want to come here. Immigration, I know I got off on a little tangent there and I tried to get back. But immigration to me, I do. I think we need to be a lot more sympathetic. I think that we ought to streamline the process to become a citizen because it's my understanding it could take you, 15, 20 years to be a citizen here. And that's crazy.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, that's crazy. And when you hear the story, I'm sorry, about this guy who was over here, been to the military over 40-some years, and for some shit got caught up in some kind of bullshit, and they sent him back. Talking about sent him back. No, you sent me somewhere. You didn't send me back because I didn't come from where you sent me. And now he's in a strange land, can't speak the language. Now, that's a shitty deal for a person, man. I'm sorry. But my real thing is, what's the benefit? Now, if the benefit is, in all honesty, we are just overpopulating too fast, then I understand. I'm sorry, if somebody got to go, then yeah, don't let it be your Native American. That's the craziest thing anyway, Native American. When I say Native American, I guess you think I'm talking about the Indians, but don't let it be your North American people born and raised here. Your American people. Let us not be in the number of folks that's got to go. And I understand now, if that's our issue, overpopulating this planet or overpopulating North America, I could see slowing down on letting some people come in. But my thing is, let's have, and again, here's where that old racism, separatism, segregation rears its ugly head. It should be one policy. If we're going to take 100,000 people from every country, then it should be the one policy across the board. Not because you come from Israel, you get to walk your ass right up in here. No, Everybody go through the same the process, and the numbers are the same, and the criteria is the same. That's all I'm saying, because America will shift that shit on you in a minute, and now the only countries we want to block are Muslim countries. Well, we're calling them Muslims, but we really know they got brown skin. That's really what we're blocking. That's
right.
That's what I think we're blocking. But go ahead, talk to me, somebody.
Well, see, that's the trump card right there with the Latinos, because they tipping the scale, and that's where Trump came in with that Make America Great Again. And by kicking them out, he's kind of slowing the process of them losing that power on a permanent basis. It's going to happen. But, you know, it ain't going to happen.
This whole Make America Great Again. I mean, I really want to ask him, what period in time are you talking about? Now, again, I don't know whatever you think.
To me, that's
great,
like that KKK talk. See, if you got to be white and hateful to understand that, because when you look at your so-called country, you see, you know, brown, black, foreigners. Period. You know, coming into your so-called country. And they're taking over. So in order to make it great again, you got to get them numbers down to be able to control.
Well, I mean, again, you start talk about your dollars, then you can't cut Israel out, because they own most of the shit over here anyway.
To me, that's just for show. They're doing something to keep their base happy. But they know the bottom line of that is, just like how this country was pretty much built off of our back. Yeah, if they were to sit up there and get rid of all these foreigners like that, who going to do them dirty jobs?
Who going to do anything? Again, it ain't even close to just being about dirty jobs or jobs that nobody wants. Because, again, that job, again, you know, we always say one person's trash is another person's treasure. Well, again, I'm sure to the folks coming in here, Mexico, because that seems to be Donald Trump's outward objection to building that wall in Mexico. In fact, they said for the money it's going to cost him to build that wall, he could just pay the Mexicans to keep their ass over there.
Yeah, and believe it or not, with his companies and stuff like that, to do them dirty jobs are his. Who was he hiring? Mexicans.
I mean,
you go to any of his clubs, and who do you see walking around there? Mexicans.
It's got nothing to do with the jobs or anything. It has to do with the vote. If I make you a citizen, you can vote. And then if you vote, then that pushed me out of office and I lose my power.
That's what I just said.
Right.
To keep those numbers down. Make America great. Remember, that's how Hitler got started. Remember, he demonized the Jewish people. And that country jumped on that bandwagon, and look what happened there. You know, you still got people today that don't think the Holocaust happened.
See, those are people who don't read. Those are people who don't know. Go ahead.
when you can get a bunch of people to believe your lies, then you got a cult. You got some followers. You can start running stuff.
Yeah, but again,
Congress don't care because they get what they want done.
Well, me personally, this may sound different. As my baby brother would say, I'm not a racist, but this might sound kind of racist. I think personally, if you are not a natural-born American citizen, the highest political office you should be able to hold is probably mayor. That's just me. And again, this is not about color. This is not about anything else other than are you a natural-born citizen, just like the mafia. Well, excuse me, allegedly the mafia. I don't want to piss nobody off. La Cosa Nostra. If we can't trace your roots back to Italy, you can join, but you're not getting promoted in the organization. You can join, though. And again, and I say that funny, but I mean that. I think that if you are not a natural-born citizen, like Arnold Schwarzenegger should have never been allowed to be governor of California. That's just me. But getting back to immigration, I just thought that that was crazy that the Secretary of State now, they're taking that hard line position. And you came from what you're now banning. And anytime we start talking about, and here's my Black History moment. Anytime we start talking about segregating any group of people, as a Black person, you should never be a part of the conversation when it's talking about in favor of doing that. What's your feeling, Pam?
I'm with you 100%.
Yeah, how can we forget just yesterday we were there? Now, we came out of that, and we know what we went through, and I hope we never say, well, let them go. No. If we were in a better place and we could help somebody get to where we are without going through what we went through, I mean, as a people, we should be wanting to do that. We should be wanting to do that.
And what my sisters got to say, they got quiet. They must think, I agree.
I totally agree. I mean, this country was built on the back of immigrants. I totally agree.
Yeah.
And again,
the Chinese built the railroad. You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy to me that we take such a hard stand on that now. And again, the sad part is there's a hidden agenda there. That nobody will probably ever know unless you're in that 1%.
Sunshine, you there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. I'm not gonna hit anyone. I promise.
See, watch it. That's what
you
got
already
them.
Know. You already
watch
know.
It. Watch it. That's what got them sisters quiet. We talk about. We talk about a nigga hitting their back. They like, oh, watch this. All the sisters
yeah.
like, oh, whoa, nigga, we signed
yeah,
up for
this. Yeah, real quick. I was just a different point of view, but I ain't hitting nobody.
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay. You already know. I'm not worried about that.
Uh-uh.
Okay.
Somebody
hit me. Baby girl, somebody hit me. I'm going to walk away, baby girl.
Well, I just want to say to baby girl, understanding who's on the other end of that hit, please think about that, because if you have to call your brothers to come out there, I don't have that many friends to come and jump on that big nigga, yo, all right? I show my boy, man, look, I got to go to Philly to handle some shit, man, and I show my picture of my man. They're going to be like, yo, bro, I can't be, I'm not going there with you, man. You too old for that, man.
No, you don't have to worry about it. It's all good.
I know my friends are good people, man. hey, but we got 5 minutes left to go. Let's get ready to start saying goodbyes. But you know what? Again, we talked about them pulling R. Kelly's music. And again, I think it's a if society, again, we go back to the will of the people. Sometimes, and not sometimes, if you take a rich man's money from him, that sometimes is worse than putting his ass in jail. You like him, make him. Watch this. You make R. Kelly live off of, let's just say, $200,000 a year. He will lose his mind. You know, so and Chris Brown, you know, that was wrong, but they told me
reality. His mind.
Who, Chris? No, but they told me that some of them girls had that coming to them. But anyway.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just saying.
They
just
don't call
that
it a crime of passion for nothing.
See, what's that? They got a name for it. When they got a name for it, that means, come on, y'all. Okay, but listen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Sister Sunshine, say your good night, Sister Sunshine.
Good night, everyone. Happy birthday, the messenger and Mr. Hodge.
Oh, I get to Mr. Hodge.
Thank you so much, my dear.
Somebody raised you right. They raised you right, girl.
That's what it is.
Okay, come on, baby sis. I'm sorry, Nurse Carmen. We're going to Nurse Carmen. Say your good night.
Good night to my sisters and my brothers, and I love you guys.
Come on, baby sis.
Just to, you know, recap on what we discussed with the, you know, R. Kelly, I just feel that he's pretty much been getting away with quite a bit for quite a while. And like you said, they're going to start hitting him now in his pocket. And that's what they're doing with him. And in terms of what he's been doing, I personally feel that it's just been long overdue. And in regards to with Chris Brown, I never condone anybody putting their hands on anyone, be it man or woman, you know, and it doesn't matter on who's bigger or who's smaller. It's just wrong. So if it's that kind of situation, we just need to learn how to walk away. And that's where I was pretty much coming from in that regard. Just walk away before you find yourself in a situation where you don't want to be. You know, so that's how I feel in regards to that. And with immigration, as I said, this country was built on the back of immigrants. So we never, like you said, also people of color. We should always stick together when it comes down to that. And when those kind of things or issues come up, we should definitely support one another with that. So
right.
And it's always a pleasure to talk with my family. Love you guys.
You know, we love you too, girl. Come on, baby, bro.
Just like
I'm sorry, hold on. We
got to
get
Kelly
the messenger
thing
in there.
Oh, good.
Go ahead, brother messenger.
I just want to say it was really an honor to be able to talk with you ladies today. And please understand, baby, sis ain't going to get me because I ain't hitting nobody, all right?
Nobody. Nobody. All right. Come on, baby, bro.
Oh, I just want to say with this R. Kelly thing, it's kind of like with that Michael Jackson thing. They sent them daughters to that boy, that man, knowing good and well, I'm pretty sure they heard rumors, but he ain't had that Michael Jackson kind of money, but he kind of took care of them until he got them girls' mind. Once he got their minds, then he turned them against their family. They didn't want to go back to his family. They said, you know what I'm saying? They was better off in their mind staying there with him. He broke them. He broke their mind and their bottoms. Tore it up. Tore it right on up. And as far as with the Chris Brown and Rihanna thing, the abuse, yeah, it's just a crime of passion. That's why you normally see somebody, when somebody, a person is found dead and their body is stabbed 32 times, they already know it's either the boyfriend or the girlfriend, husband or the wife. It's a crime of passion. In the heat of the night or the heat of the argument, you know, tempers are lost and somebody get the stabbing, a cutting, a shooting.
All right, let me get in here, man.
So what I'm just saying.
All right, here we go. Sorry about that, cutting your mic there, brother. All right, last minute to go. Hey, this is Kenny Hodge, Hodge the Hodge Podcast, talking to you from the attic. Again, family entertainment. We like to take real topics and discuss them just a little differently. We break it down to its finest compound. The radio, the podcast is designed to be entertaining, okay? So, again, we always have a good time with you, and I love it because I got all my family with me. We got family and friends here. So from the attic, I'd like to take this time to say good night. And also, please like us on Facebook, and follow us. Again, help me grow the business. Again, if you like this podcast, I've got several shows that we do. But if you like it, how about following us so we can show we've got a following audience, and that way it will allow us to do bigger and better things. So from the attic, this is Kenny Hodge and the whole cast saying, everybody say good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, John. Assistant?
Yeah.
Can I get your personal assistant to wake me up?
What?
I fell asleep in the green room.
Okay, man.
Yeah, watch
the green room.
Honey.